Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Adam Hill, who's CEO at Onkimmune. How are you today, Adam?
Very good, Zach. Thanks for having me on.
Right. Good. Well, I think it is good news. It's good news from a medical perspective, at least, as far as your company is concerned. Could you just run us through that?
So we were able to announce today some supportive data, of course, of the very large study that we were able to announce last Thursday. The ECLS study has been run up in Scotland over the last 7 years using our product, Early CDT Lung, in order to detect cancer early. This is the largest study to report out globally of a blood biomarker for cancer detection, and that study was able to demonstrate a 36% reduction in late-stage diagnoses. This is groundbreaking stuff because, of course, we all know that late diagnoses of cancer lead to worse outcomes, and so a cure for cancer lies in detecting the disease early. Today, the supportive data of that important announcement last Thursday is that the test in this context looks to be cost-effective and also looks to not incur any additional psychological burden upon the patients that have partake in the test. And so these are key criteria when you're thinking about adopting a test to the healthcare system. So lots of thumbs up all round over the last few days for the use of early CDT lung in screening of lung cancer patients.
Right, I will actually probably give you a question which you may enjoy. I think I've told by other CEOs in your position that the diagnostic area went into sort of a bear market earlier in the decade, but it seems to be coming back, you know, quite sharply in terms of how the markets appreciate it, and it's like say the new rock and roll. But it, you know, diagnostics are you know becoming much more important now, regarded much more highly.
I think that's right. Look, I mean, 70% of clinical decisions are still made on the back of a diagnostic test. So in the clinical space, they have never fallen out of favour, but certainly investors haven't found the returns that they've been looking for from diagnostic stocks over the last decade or so. But of late, there has been a huge resurgence in interest in diagnostics, and quite rightly so. These devices have the ability to detect disease earlier and improve health outcomes significantly more so than drugs can. Actually, and so their impact on health systems that are looking to squeeze the most amount of value out of their investments they possibly can, when compared to devices and drugs, is significantly better. Many orders of magnitude better, actually, in some cases.
Right. Slightly more onto the investment side now. In terms of, let's say, as an investor, it's an easier play, let's say, to go for a diagnostic company rather than which has a magic diagnostic, rather than betting on, let's say, a company which is trying to come up with a treatment for lung cancer. That's a much more difficult and fraught journey. Is that fair to say as well?
I think that's fair to say. The other dimension to this, of course, is that diagnostics often have multiple shots on goal. And they can be used at multiple points across a care pathway, both before a disease is diagnosed and after a disease is diagnosed. And equally, diagnostics can often be used as tools, so unregulated products that can be sold into the pharmaceutical industry. And indeed, at Onkimmune, we have an immunoinsights business that sells our special proteins in our special laboratory, that have been developed over the last 20 years to the pharmaceutical industry so they can better identify patients that will respond positively to their drugs in clinical trials before they even reach the clinic, allowing us to have not just a product business with high margins, but also a service business that keeps the lights on and the roof over our head.
And right, so people are paying presumably by the test. You can work out your projections in terms of what, you know, how much you make per test, and then how much you might make over, you know, with 10,000 tests bought, etc. Is it a relatively transparent business from this point once the test has been proven, let's say?
Yeah, that's right. So our product is sold for about £70 or $100 in the 22 regions in which we sell. To give you a sense of the total addressable market, in the US today, there are about 3 million nodules identified a year. So that's a total addressable market of 3 million per year for our nodule product. But in screening, that's probably 3 to 4 times that size. And of course, you can then do the maths across multiple geographies. In our service business, we charge a flat fee of €1,000 per sample that we analyse for the pharmaceutical industry, and a clinical trial can be generating anywhere between 1,000 and 8,000 samples.
Right, and then you had your announcement today. What are the next steps? What can investors look out for over the near term?
So we've got a significant amount of news flow over quarter one and quarter two of this new financial year. The announcement today and the announcement last Thursday add rocket fuel to the efforts that we're putting in to have our test adopted by healthcare systems for use in screening. And so I expect over the next few weeks we'll start to be able to present to the market traction there. But equally, we have already announced to the market that there are a string of branded pharmaceutical companies that we will be doing deals with over the coming months, akin to the sorts of deals that we have done over the last 6 months from our ImmunoInsights business. Equally, there's more papers that are due to be published over the next 6 months. Not only are we eagerly awaiting the publication of our health economic data in nodules and screening, but we're also waiting the publication of our multi-center study in China.
Adam Hill, CEO at Oncommune, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.